takes the kick. He likes it again. He's a genius, this kid. Go on to Maloney. Wide to Edo Carr. Edo Carr dives over to score. What a try.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, time now to talk all things rugby league.
Yeah, there's nothing better than being a proud Canberra Raiders supporter, is there, Kevin Walters?
Oh, nothing better, mate. Yeah, I was actually down there on Sunday for the clash with the Broncos, and yeah, it was a great performance from the Raiders. So, I was just listening to you before. They are a different team this year. Their mentality seems Ricky's adjusted their mindset. You know, those little infringements and penalties that they were sort of giving away last year or the last couple of years, they're not there anymore. So, no, it's a good performance from them.
Yeah, exactly right. They might have the halfback right.
Well, he's been playing some good football. I think he's just not over complicating things for his team and just kicking well and making his tackles. That's what the game's about sometimes. It's a simple game, and the more simple you can make it, the better. And the Beatles, how good have they been, the big four? They've been outstanding, haven't they? And just seem to be really enjoying their football, which what it's meant to be like.
I'll ask you two. Certainly, if I'm an NRL coach, would there be any of those pommies left over there I should be going and having a look at? There'd have to be. If you get the attitude right, Kevy.
Yeah.
They've got some game, some of them. I mean.
Oh, definitely, yeah. I think they've selected well. And every club in the Super League or the English Super League would have those type of players. I mean, it's a fairly strong competition, very strong. It's the next best in the world. So there would be a lot of talent floating around in the ranks there. But, you know, I guess the Raiders have taken that mentality where we're going to go and have a look and see who is there. And they've done extremely well.
Well, I think you've got to take your hat off to the Canberra Raiders. I mean, the recruitment policy is great. A couple of reasons why you should look at the English players. One is they're good players. They've got plenty of talent. Two, they're looking to get out of England, some of them. They come in experience.
Well, now with the dollar, the money's not in the game anymore.
And to play in the NRL and test themselves against the best. And the other thing, as an NRL club, you're getting players that aren't going to play football in the middle of the season. So they're not going to be knocked around by those origin games. And you keep the nucleus of your team together. So I think that's another reason why you're looking at going to England. But not only have the English players been really good for them, this fullback, Charnze Nicol-Klokstad.
He's a beast.
Well, I thought he was going to leave the field. I don't know how he stayed on there, but he still had an impact.
Yeah, he certainly did. Just back on that not having an impact through the State of Origin series, is Wigan, that's not in Queensland, is it?
You probably could jag one of those, Kevin, if you tried hard enough. You'd exploit a loophole today, there somewhere.
Yeah, we'll look into that today, mate. But yeah, now Nicol-Klokstad, he's had a great start to the year as well. A late season signing, wasn't he? I think he came over in January with the Raiders. And I thought the toughness that he showed just on Sunday, you know, after he buckled his knee and to stay on and then he just didn't stay on and made up the numbers. He was actually quite influential in that last 20 minutes. So, yeah, it was a great effort from him. And Ricky should be, you know, really proud of his team's achievement so far. We're a quarter of the way through the season, as you said earlier, Laurie. And that's, you know, for them to be sitting where they are, I think that's a great achievement from them. But still plenty of work to be done yet, of course, into the next few rounds.
Kevy, devastation on the streets of Brisbane. There's no bigger game in town than the Broncos, but that's their worst start to a season in 20 years. What's the scuttlebutt?
Yeah, well, look, there's plenty of people talking about he's not playing and he should be playing there, which, you know, I think that the Broncos, their biggest problem at the moment, I guess, for mine, is that they're not defending well enough. I mean, they scored enough points on the weekend. Yep. 22's enough to win most games of rugby league, but they just can't quite get their defence right. And that would be an area where I would see they need to improve. And when they get on a bit of a roll, they look really good at different stages in games. And other times, through different periods, they look horrible. So, you know, I guess I think they're not far away from a win, from what I've seen, you know. But it doesn't get any easier in the NRL, does it? Each team's coming up against Brisbane. They want to do well against them. There's a lot of press written, you know, over the off-season about Brisbane, these young Brisbane forwards. And every team is enjoying, you know, the challenge of lining up against them.
Yeah. How long do you stick with the same sort of personnel, Kevy? I mean, you're right by saying, oh, well, they're not too far away. But I think we can say that about their last sort of three or four games. They haven't been far away, but they're still not learning.
No. Well, I think they're learning, but they're just not winning. And you need to be winning, don't you? I mean,
well, I haven't seen too much improvement from some of those key players. Some of their decision-making is still the same as it was at the start of the year.
Yeah, well, that's, I'm not going to argue with you there. And I guess not having been working in there on a regular basis, I mean, it's up to the coach, I guess, to sort that out and the senior playing group as to where everyone should be playing. Each one of those spine members have been, you know, severely criticised at some stage of this season. So, you know, I think at times, like I say, they are getting it right, but there's also times in games when they get it horribly wrong. So, you know, that's the decision that the coach and, you know, the senior players have got to sort out.
No doubt about that. Well, we've been pretty positive so far, but I want to talk about, unfortunately, the Newcastle Knights. They appear to be a long way off the pace, mate. They've lost five in a row, Kevy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, like, again, they got thrashed 6-3 by the Gold Coast, not, you know.
Yeah. Well, again, I think I heard Nathan Brown after the game. He was extremely disappointed with, firstly, their attitude. I mean, that's the big thing that they haven't got right is, you know, you've got to give yourself an opportunity to win games with a good attitude. And I think that's been most disappointing from Nathan's point of view. You know, his team went out on the weekend against the Titans, a team that they were more than capable, you know, of beating. But the Titans just out-enthused them. They were everywhere. They were, you know, with their aggression, with their line speed, with their enthusiasm, and they're just simple wanting to be there. And, I think it was extremely disappointing from the Knights. And they'd be shaking their head. They had some good off-season signings and recruits, and they were building nicely into the season, but they've been, you know, very disappointing, except they had their first win, was it round one, and then they haven't had a win since then. So, yeah.
And I reckon their worst game was on the weekend.
Yeah, I think so as well.
You know what I mean?
I agree with that. Yeah, and defensively, again, that's where you look at teams and how they are and what they're doing. It's, have a look at their defence, because everyone loves running the ball and, you know, getting kicking and the like, but it's actually when you've got to knuckle down and stop those teams from scoring tries, that's where the attitude comes into it, and that's where all the off-season work comes into it. And they're, you know, like Brisbane, they just not defending their line well enough.
Yeah, you must have been happy with the Cowboys getting a victory. And in particular, geez, I was impressed with Josh Maguire. I know that Morgan got the raps, but I think, he was influential in that game.
It was his 250th too. So Kevin.
No,
I think
200.
It was, 200. 200, was it? Yeah, he was red hot.
Oh.
Yeah, he was outstanding. And that's, you know, I guess that's what the Cowboys have been looking for as well. He was a key off-season signing, Maguire, and that's what he brings to a team, is that toughness and that carry when no one else wants to do it, and making those tackles too, you know, on the try line to stop tries. And Josh is very good at that. He's been doing that for a long time now. So, as you say, 200 games he's clocked up now. And he's a high-end player. He's a rep player. Mm. And that we should be seeing more of that from Josh every week, and that's what he brings. So, you know, I'm sure he's very pleased with his performance. But, again, now they've got to go back next week, the Cowboys, and back it up again. I'm not too sure who they're playing this week, but it's a big challenge for them. That's a good win for them. Now you've got to, you know, maintain that level that they play at.
Yeah, they've got the Bulldogs this Friday night, the early game at 6 o'clock. I know there's not much difference, Kevy, between 8, 10 and 13, but Maguire, for you as a rep player, does he play as a 13?
Certainly. You know, last year, coming into the Origin Series, he hadn't played for 6 weeks. So, you know, this year, I know he's, you know, playing some great footy, and we're looking forward to seeing him continue that role that he's doing for the Cowboys, and then transferring that into, of course, Origin football.
Yep.
This is one, and no one will agree with me at all regarding this, but Des Hasler, who I love, he's blowing up a treat saying the referees made that no call about their player being escorted from the ball after the kick in the dying seconds of the game at Wynn Stadium. No mention of Elliott, who stuck the foot out and tripped the bloke, which gave him the opportunity to score. It's all about the referee costing the victory. He hasn't got a mention about tripping the bloke, which led to the try, which allowed the Dragons to win.
Yeah, look, I want to try and support.
No one will agree with me. I mean, and the coaches teach the players to escort the player off the ball, right? So it's the coach's fault.
They do.
So it's the coach's fault.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't want to have a crack at the referees. I think they've done a great job so far this season. There's been a few little blues, but the players are making, you know, lots of mistakes as well. And I think generally the way that the referees have performed this year has been really good. But at times, they're going to get things wrong. And, you know, maybe they could have gone upstairs to have a look at that one, you know, the last play of the game, but they didn't. And, you know, I guess if you look at the performance over 80 minutes, it wasn't the referees that cost Manly, you know, the 2 points on the weekend.
Yeah, I don't think they're allowed to go upstairs there, are they? There was no try scored or no.
Well, it was a try. Well, they went upstairs, 2 minutes earlier who was the guy?
Yeah, because they were going to give a penalty try.
Yeah, okay. So, anyway, yeah, look,
Do you know what I'm... Yeah.
I know what you mean. Yeah. And, you know, Dez was obviously frustrated. His team probably were the better team on the day against...
I know that, but he's calling for the referee to be dropped, right? Oh, so if he wants the ref to be dropped, he's got to drop Elliot.
Well, he will when Tommy comes back.
Yeah, he's probably got no one there to... But, yeah, so, I mean, it's
you
a tough
are
one,
cynical.
It's a tough one.
What else caught your eye over the weekend? Oh, what about the Storm Roosters game? Classic.
Well,
match.
That was Friday night. Yeah, excellent stuff from both teams. Look, obviously, they'll be contesting, you know, deep into September, those two. And I was pretty impressed with Parramatta yesterday, the new stadium. How good does that new stadium look? It looks absolutely outstanding. And the Eels, they just ran right yesterday, didn't they? So I had them tipped for the wooden spoon, the Eels. Thanks for that advice, Loz. That was good. Good advice from you, mate.
Them. I didn't. That wasn't me. You must have heard that from TK.
I did not. I've tipped the Bulldogs.
Actually, I'm going to ask you, Kevy. There's four teams that have only lost one game. So Raiders, Storm, Roosters and South Sydney. From what you've seen so far, does anyone challenge them for this year's competition?
I think so. I'm just trying to think through the other teams. But they have sort of made a bit of a breakaway, haven't they, those four? I think the Broncos, if they can get some confidence and get some wins under their belt, I think they can challenge most of those teams and give them a good old run for their money. The Knights, I would have thought, that they've sort of slipped away. But
what about the Sharks?
The Sharks are another team who have missing some key players, aren't they?
Yeah.
If they can get their full-strength team, they're a tough, gritty side and know how to win those bigger end-of-season games. So, yeah, whilst there's... those four have sort of broken away a bit from the pack. I still see it's a long season loss, as you know. There's still plenty of rounds left for the teams to get their act into gear and really make a challenge for the top eight.
What are you going to do with Ben Hunt?
Well, I just...
Where do you play him?
Well, if they continue to play the way they are, all those players in key positions, we've got to find a spot for them somewhere.
Sure.
So, whether that's, you know, in the halves, in a hooking role or in a 14 role, because you really do need, you know, your 17... players at origin level, at any level for that matter. And whilst it's really exciting watching them all, you know, really challenge themselves every week to crack a side for origin or crack a position for origin. And I'm just enjoying watching everything they do. I thought Ben's kicking game on the weekend was outstanding. And as we know, at any level of the game, the kicking game is it's so vital, those last play options, you know, in today's game. And he did really well there. And DCE is playing some good footy as well. We have to find a captain somewhere. And he's certainly putting his hand up, you know, in that area as well to be the next leader of the Maroons.
Good on you, Kevy. Always good to chat. You've got decisions to make, but you've got some time as well. We thank you so much.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, just one thing, Laurie. You dodged a bullet on Sunday night after the game, mate. We had Ricky Stewart, Alf, myself, Lazo and Blocker out for dinner together, mate. So.
I tell you what, Sticky's chest would have been out.
Oh, she was pumping, mate. Don't worry about that.
She would have been happy, the boy.
Good on you.
Yeah. Good on you, gents.
Good on you, mate. See you, buddy.